Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data studio, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who's extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of next-level living, multifamily innovation, and people power. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a national speaker and facilitator, the fabulous Monica Frazier, a general manager with Midwood Investment and Development. Welcome, Monica.
Thank you. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing good. I know you're in Pittsburgh, and I'm in Texas, and it's a little cold here for us in Texas, but I'm sure you're used to it up in Pittsburgh.
Today's a 50-degree day, so I'm going to call myself lucky.
Yeah, that is lucky for this time of year. Let's talk a little bit. I mean, I'm so excited to have you on the show. I'm always excited when we have people who are on the front lines and being innovative and doing things that other people can learn from. And this next level living, multifamily innovation and people power is an intriguing topic. Talk a little bit about what that means.
Sure. So to your point, I've been in the industry for about 11 years now, which is new for multifamily, right? And one of the things that I've learned along the way is that innovation is really the power to longevity and sustainability, whether that be for your teams, for your actual property and assets, or even for yourself. And so that title rings really true to me because my career has been propelled by being ahead and kind of staying on top of the innovations within our industry and also focusing on the people. I remember starting off and that just wasn't the focus. It was all about the numbers, all about the numbers. And in the last, I would even say 5 years, there's been a bigger concentration really on the people, because that's what's making the difference in our industry. To your point, being on the front lines, people buy from people they like, and the experiences that they get from our communities really makes a difference. So for me, that's what it means to be next level living. That's what it's going to take for us to attract those customers we want, whether it's a building that's getting renovated, a new build, or even these new mixed developments that we're seeing. So it's definitely how we take ourselves to the next level.
Yeah, and it's not just really the attracting the customers, it's also attracting the team members too. I mean, you've got to I think there was a reputation in the industry for years and years and years where people were just worked to death in this industry, and they didn't have the opportunity to grow. And then a lot of companies saw that there was a reason to be able to provide opportunities for people to learn, to grow, and to get more certifications and educations through different organizations out there. What have you seen with that?
I've seen a lot of different things, even within myself, right? I participate a lot within the local level of the Apartment Association here in Pennsylvania, and I probably echo a lot of people's journeys in starting local, right, and trying to get involved, and to your point, seeing what the credentials and other skill sets that, I could build locally. And then I started branching into the national scene and trying to understand, the larger impacts. And I always talk about that because people sometimes can't quantify, the value of attending sometimes these national conferences. They make a joke and just say it's all fun and games, right? But there is so much more in investing in people when they're in depth with their industry and being really engaged in what's going on. And so for me, I can echo that it is more than just a credential. It's how you feel about, what you know about the changes in the legal scene, how it's affecting us. That might be your passion, right? Even though you're an operator or a leasing manager. So I think the investment in people, to your point, it's past the credentials. It's saying maybe there's some untraditional pathways to success that we can explore with our associates, because they're stakeholders too, just like our residents. And to your point, it's more just attracting customers. It's keeping good talent who's engaged and wants to kind of, stay in the scene, stay knowledgeable, and again, stay ahead of the curve. So it's definitely changing in the landscape, I would believe so. And I think it will continue to, because the people is the power, right? I always laugh at when I hear stories, because multifamily is so small. Even though we're in two separate states, I'm sure within 2 or 3 degrees of people, we know each other. Mm-hmm. And so when you enter an industry like this and you think it's just get the credentials, get better at this skill, you're good, you have to remember that the people power is also in who you know and how you network. And so, yeah, these local communities, national platforms are being more explored by individuals as well as companies on, like, how can we invest in our people? And that's just transformed, I think, the multifamily community.
We've got about 5 minutes left in this segment. Let's talk a little bit about, because innovation is one of the things that you really wanted to speak on. Talk a little bit about how innovation is the competitive edge, how you see that. Can you give some specific examples of things you've seen or been able to do yourself?
Yeah. So one of my sort of stories is all about AI, right? I was about 3 years ago, just another property manager, hearing people scream this buzzword, and I'm just like, oh my God, another program, right? Another software. Mm-hmm. And that's how I felt about it. My sentiments towards it was like, I don't like change. And then I had to kind of pivot myself and understand that, hey, if I could become knowledgeable about this, you know, thing entering the industry, entering the scene, then maybe I'll kind of have a leg up, right? Just off of self-interest. So for me, it was like, change management, I obviously wasn't keen to as a property manager, but I had to be a little bit more open to the idea that these new things are coming and how can I really absorb them in a way that's going to be beneficial to myself as well as my company, right? So I started reading more about AI, and I was just very much, you know, I'm sure there's a book, AI for Dummies. I was probably the person for that book, right? I just needed to understand the basics, and that kind of catered my learning for more, and I started to understand, well, how does this affect residents? How does this affect the office? How does it affect maintenance? How does it affect how my owners and clients are reading financials? And then it got, for me, I was like, oh, I actually love this. I love that, you know, now I understand AI is something that can make our, you know, leasing process streamlined. It can help maintenance get what they need as far as supplies and help us save money in the long run. It can control preventative maintenance in a way that there's only so much human control we can do on staying on top of those things. So for me, my story, of course, AI, but I'm sure there's other things that people are experiencing as well. It's just like I wanted to stay ahead of the curve. I wanted to know more so that I wouldn't be, you know, you hate getting in that meeting where they're talking about something, you're like, what are they talking about? I wanted to know and be a subject matter expert in what they were talking about. So even though they're including my own that, you know, there's a lot of rules now, a lot of red tape around AI. And for me, knowing a lot about it, knowing the different types, understanding how it affects the business, but positively and negatively, has kind of helped me maintain a competitive edge. So now I'm the person people call and say, well, Monica, what do you think about this? And even though, right, I can't build anything with code or tech, I'm not that person by any means, don't throw me on the IT team. Mm-hmm. I can give insight on how property managers, leasing managers, assistant managers, even our asset management teams can use these sort of systems to make our processes streamlined and more efficient. So, at the end of the day, that does make myself more competitive. It makes my company more competitive, and essentially, as far as competition for my competitors, right, it makes me more competitive in the leasing sense. So it definitely is a benefit to understand, like, innovation, these changes really make you better. It's all about what you do with it. And I'll leave you with one more tidbit that I hear people, when I teach AI in my classes, they'll say, well, I don't want to be replaced by AI, right? And I say, you're not going to be replaced by AI. Someone who knows how to use AI is going to replace you. And so that's what I think innovation is all about, is getting that competitive edge, understanding the unknown so that you are prepared for the change.
And we've got about 2 minutes left in this segment. I wanted to just mention, because you mentioned change management, and, you know, I think it's prevalent in any industry where there's that issue, but especially in multifamily. And it seems like in multifamily that there are so many different, as you mentioned, so many different programs, so many different platforms out there. And it seems like companies are adding or changing them all the time, that the folks who are on the front lines just get tired of it. And they just throw their hands up and say, I got to keep changing, and no one really likes change. So What can you say to calm the nerves of the people out there about change management?
I think the biggest issue with change management that people miss is transparency is key. You know, you think about it with the residents and our customers. Sometimes they give me work orders that are challenging that I don't have a real resolution or answer for right at that moment. But the key for them to being content as a customer is some transparency in the process. And I think that's where for us as property managers or just people on the front lines, to your point, we get a little stressed out, right? Because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, out of thin blue air, comes a new program with a new login with a password I can't remember. And so that now makes me feel upset or disappointed or standoffish rather than, hey, we've seen that this is an issue. We're working on this program. Hey, we're vetting some programs. We're looking to onboard the program soon. And then, boom, now it's time for the program. I'm excited because I know what's going on and I understand the value of the change before it occurs or happens to me. And I think that is often missed because we just feel like, well, this person's job is to do this, so we're just going to now give them this tool. But the buy-in, the usefulness of these software programs, even equipment, is the buy-in from our staff. So if we can focus on building that up, then when it's time to implement the change, people are ready to receive it. At least I am. I'll say that.
All right. Well, we are going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because Multifamily Matters.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co, Zentra.co, Zintra.co, or contact your Allegion representative.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of next level living, multifamily innovation, and people power. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a national speaker and facilitator, the amazing Monica Frazier, a general manager with Midwood Investment and Development. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show ideas, guest suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Monica, in the first segment, we talked about innovation. And then in this segment, we're going to talk a little bit about people power. Let's talk about what does that mean in the context of next level living.
Absolutely. So, like I said, in order to get us to that next level, kind of think outside of the box, we got to look inward and look at our people. And so often I feel like the people component of our industry is often overlooked. Maybe we're seen as replaceable in some eyes, but I would argue that it's the exact opposite, and that a company's ability to be agile, to be resilient, and to really last and be sustainable is all about the investments that it takes in its people. And I, myself, and other people that I know in the industry are really all testaments to what people can do once they've been poured into, whether that's, you know, directly from their company, from a supervisor, or from someone even outside the industry. Once people align themselves with their passion, they have a sort of power that is unstoppable. Because it allows them to handle different challenges, especially our industry changes and, you know, the dynamics of our residents, good and bad. Investing in the people allows them to deal with those things in a way that, again, still keeps the focus of the business in mind. So it's a win-win. So I often think that if people, you know, honed in on how they can invest in their individuals a little bit more, they would get that in return in different ways and, of course, in performance.
What do you suggest when you say honing in on it? What do you suggest that I guess management do to invest in their teams?
Sure, I'll tell you actually a story that happened to me. So I worked for an employer for 9.5 years, and around the we'll say 8 mark, I actually was a regional manager, and I demoted myself during my performance review. I said to my VP, I said, you know, I really hate what I'm doing. And I remember a lot of my family and friends being like, oh my God, I can't believe you did this. And it really changed the trajectory of, again, what was an 8-year career, right? And I was somebody who had explored the traditional, we'll say it, career set. I was all about the quarterly awards. I wanted to win the annual, you know, awards and hit the milestones. And I got what I wanted out of that, but it just wasn't enough. And so when I went through the phase of demotion, I had a regional, of course, who replaced me at the time in the role, who actually poured into me. And I know I said that earlier, but it took a lot of empathetic listening and really him understanding who I was as a person and saying, well, hey, there's benefits to what you enjoy. And at that time, his name was Michael, he put me, actually signed me up to be involved with the company's Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Committee. He saw that I had a passion for some of those things, and I have, you know, multiple identities in which I express and I live authentically through. And he's like, hey, you are a person who would be a good fit for this role. And it was just like an ERG, an employee resource group within our company at the time. And so I thought, okay, well, my boss asked me to do it, right? I'll do it. Come to find out, that's probably one of the best things that happened to me because it actually propelled me in a trajectory that changed my entire career. It got me interested in the diversity leadership program with the National Apartment Association. My first year I didn't get it, but my second year I got it, right? And completing that program then put me into national spheres of meeting people. And fast forward, I've been on stages at Apartmentalize. I've completed Leadership Lyceum with the NAA. I'm a voting delegate now for my region. And all to say, it just further pulled me into the industry and allowed me to be even more engaged. So you know, now I enjoy Lobby Day, right? I didn't understand what it meant to go down to your state capitol or even Washington, D.C. and lobby for things in the industry. I wouldn't have known that had this sort of moment not occurred where my manager, a supervisor at the time, was actually listening to me and who I was as an individual. I'm not saying that we get that right every time, but I think when managers take that step of, like I said, empathetic listening, understanding people's personalities, like what do you like and don't like? Are you a great public speaker? Are you better with the numbers? Let's lean into opportunities that let you do that that might not be, you know, your traditional day-to-day activities. That's what I think managers can get into is meeting people where they're at and aligning them with opportunities, whether that be where they gain or maybe they're a mentor, right, where they get to pour into others. But when that happened for me, when those things came into alignment, it changed my engagement in a career, which, again, I had already had 8+ years in, but it totally changed it to where now I can see myself in here for another 10 to 15 years, right? I've I've drank the Kool-Aid. I'm a bought-in now, Paul, again. So it definitely makes a difference with leaders when they know their people.
Well, that's such an interesting story. I could tell you that in the 8 years of weekly radio shows that we've done, I've never had a guest say that they self-demoted themselves. So that's a first. And by the way, courageous in a lot of ways.
Thank you.
But you got to kind of follow what you feel like. Tell us a little bit about when it comes to people power, the power of staying curious.
Yeah, so one of the things that I love about our industry is that when you do meet people who love what they do or are like me, who are like proponents of multifamily, is that you notice one thing about all of us, is that we're always staying curious, whether that's what's happening in that state, what's going on in this part of the industry, how are suppliers affected by this, how are property managers doing this. We're asking the whys and the hows. So when we think about people power, it's like, everyone knows that one person that's always asking why and how, right? But there's power in that person because they're kind of reigniting the flame of engagement. That sparks retention. That sparks people feeling like they're in inclusive or belonging communities or even environments, depending on sort of your workspace. So I think when we stay curious as individuals, we're benefiting ourselves. I'm going to echo the last segment in saying when we're staying curious, we're also giving ourselves that competitive edge, right? When I go shop on my comps, because, you know, that's what we do in the industry, and I see the people and how they interact, I can tell when it's somebody who's like, oh, they could work with us, right? They've got that spunk. They've got, you know, personality, but they also have the, like I said, that fire to ask the how and whys. That's the connection that I look for, and I think that other people look for when they say, who's really good for this industry? You know the names in your local areas of folks that are highly revered. What about them is so wow? What about them is so different? And I think it's because they're asking the whys, they're asking the hows, and they're staying curious. It's always benefited me. You know, maybe not always in the moment when I'm raising my hand in a room full of a couple hundred folks and I'm the only one with a question. But what I've learned is that they have the same question too. They're just not ready to raise their hand. So again, staying curious, I've always felt like is a huge benefit for the individual because it just puts yourself, like, again, ahead of the curve. It makes you more competitive, and you found out the why pretty quickly. So it allows you to do more things.
Is there anything, and we've got about 2.5 minutes left in the segment, is there anything non-traditional when it comes to people power that you can talk about?
I'll echo my story about the demotion, right? That story should have ended where I went into a different industry and then started a new career, right? To your point, not a lot of people have that self-awareness to say, I don't want to do this anymore, and then still stay in the industry. So to finish that story real quick is that once I demoted myself, luckily we had a property because we were third-party management. Luckily, there was a property here in Pittsburgh that I could stay at. I was big about acquisition, so I was able to convert that property into what we were as a management company, and again, was able to go through the ranks. In 2022, I joined a new company, and now I'm a general manager overseeing both commercial and multifamily. So I say that non-traditional is that you might have to take a step backward to go forward in the right direction, and that feels like the antithesis to everything that you've learned, right? I went to business school. That's not how it's supposed to go, right? Trajectory is linear in the sense that you're always moving forward. But I had to understand that people's careers aren't going to be always linear, and that might be for the best. And so I encourage people when it comes to people power, it's like, it doesn't always have to be the way it's always been. Success looks different on every single person. And so that might be a little bit non-traditional to what you've learned or what you expect, but it's important to be self-aware. Like I said, embrace that, because that could be the key to, you know, a more engaged and deeper success of a career. So I'm all about it. I think there's still opportunity in non-traditional pathways to success. I just think you have to be self-aware to know who you are and, you know, what you want to bring to your workplace.
We've got about 30 seconds left. I'm just curious, what type of an internal conversation did you have with yourself when you were contemplating that demotion?
Man, I was like, should I just leave the state of Pennsylvania? Should I just be another person, right? It's like, I'm going to throw away my career. But it took a lot of courage to say to this VP, who was at the time also a mentor of mine, that this just wasn't for me. So I was scared. The internal conversations were, oh my God, you're going to lose your job. But I had to remember that the relationship that I had built, the time that I had invested in that company, they wanted me to be successful, and they knew that I wasn't in that role. And so luckily we were able to find middle ground. But, oh my God, I was so scared. I was prepared to lose my job and have to go all the way back home to Missouri. But that's not what happened. So, yeah, you can never fully expect what's next for you.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We are going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud. Just the truth about applicant income. PayScore. Accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore. Click, verify, relax.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of next level living, multifamily innovation, and people power. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a national speaker and facilitator, the fantastic Monica Frazier, a general manager with Midwood Investment and Development. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. REV, the leasing management company. REV's revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Zentra, a seamless security solution designed to solve the everyday problems of shared property access. Zentra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience. And PayScore, learn the truth about applicant income. So, Monica, in the first segment, we talked about innovation as a competitive edge, and in the last segment, we talked about people power. This segment, let's talk about what you term as being a forever learner. What does that mean?
Sure. So, for me, being a forever learner means being someone, no matter how long or how many years you have in the game, right, in the industry, is always being in a state of active learning. And that dawned on me when I was at my decade mark, woohoo, milestone of multifamily. And I noticed that a lot of my colleagues who had also many years in the game felt that they knew everything. Well, yeah, I've been doing this for so long. I know how to do this. I know how to do this. I know how to do this. And I go, this could not be possible that we know how to do all the things, right? We'll be out of this industry within months. And so I realized that there was still a lot more for me to learn. And I would start sharing that with my colleagues. Hey, have you heard about this? Well, no, I haven't. What's that about? Now you can do this quicker, or you can do this more efficiently, or this program can be added to your property management software. And so I said to myself, we need to be forever learners. We need to be in that perpetual state of wanting to develop and it be, like I said earlier, staying curious. And so for me, being a forever learner is just being dedicated to the idea that you're not too good to learn something new, right? With the phrase that old dogs can't do new tricks. Well, I would argue that. I think we can. We might need a little bit more help, but as long as the dog stays open to learning, right, then the trick can be learned. And so that's what I mean when I say forever learner.
Yeah, and, you know, our listeners know that I'm kind of a dinosaur when it comes to technology. So, in my generation, which, is older, it's difficult for us to pick up on some of these things. But certainly the industry, I mean, there are, one of the things that I've noticed in the industry is there are people who have been in it now and have never seen a cycle. They've never seen a downturn. And, mm-hmm. They got into it when everything was booming and going, and, they kind of have a little bit of an awakening that they're starting to feel in certain parts of the country. So, that's part of learning too, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Like the awakening moment, right? Oh, I remember my second year in the industry. I was like, this happens? Like, what? We have all this supply now? To your point, experiencing one side of the industry and not seeing it for a whole. Or I remember the first time I was in a market where unit absorption was an issue, right? And I was like, well, how could this be a problem? So it's all about getting comfortable with the uncomfortable. And that, to your point, is the market conditions. That's the people we interact with. That's the softwares and programs that are now being implemented that we have to use. It's like unlearning something and relearning it a new way, right? I always joke with my nieces and nephews who are 6 and 8, right? And they're learning math a different way. But I'm uncomfortable with it because I'm like, no, we were taught this is the way, the order of operations that you do when you want to do math. However, they're learning it a different way, and I have some resistance towards it, right? I have to get more comfortable with what's uncomfortable to me, and I echo that sentiment with my niece and nephew because that's what I think as professionals, really no matter what industry, but particularly the multifamily industry, we have to embrace that being comfortable with the uncomfortable and knowing that there's going to be a process of unlearning it. You know, I think about the days of paper work orders and when everything wasn't on a tablet or a phone, right? Or the fax machine, let's talk about it. But there was a time where, like, I had to unlearn the process manually and relearn it in the digital age, which I'm just a millennial, so I don't even know why I use the term digital age, but you know what I mean, Paul. I had to unlearn it and relearn it in a new process. So it's like you know what you know, but you have to challenge yourself for the things that you might not know as well or think that you know. And so if you're staying in this sort of openness of, hey, that might be uncomfortable with this, but what can I gain from this? What's the new skill set? What's the new process? What's the most efficient way? If it's going to benefit me, it's worth my time. And it's knowing that you're not going to get the software straight off the gate. You know, like I said, I'm a millennial, but I still struggle with some of the softwares. Like, you know, it's not something, it comes to me intuitively always. So I have to be, again, comfortable with that uncomfortable until I am totally comfortable with how to use it, and that can help others feel the same way. So it is a process. It doesn't happen overnight, but it's that kind of openness to knowing that there's still more to learn, there's still more to gain.
So what would you recommend to our listeners, no matter what position they're in multifamily, if they want to be a forever learner, where do they go to get the resources? And also, what if their company that they work for is not really a proponent of helping them in that endeavor? What do you recommend?
Sure. So I think it's first self-reflection and knowing what you like and don't like to do. No point in getting yourself into a position or volunteer opportunity where you already hate it, right? If you're not a numbers person, don't sign up to be the treasurer at your local apartment association, right? So first is, what does self want out of their career? out of the skill set? What do you want to know? And so let's say that you want to deal with conflict better and you want to learn more about the softwares. I'm just going to make something up for the sake of this example. So let's say you're at a company, because I'm at a small company now, where we might not have a robust HR and training department. So there's a couple resources. Of course, I'm going to plug in, because we do our sexual harassment and fair housing refreshers through programs like Grace Hill. So online learning is the first step. And not just the traditional like learning management softwares, but there are a host of sort of, or plethora, excuse me, of options online. That can have everything from webinars, master classes, to if you're an audiobook guy or girl, like, right, you can get into that while you work out, while you're walking around, walking the dog. So education looks different, right? And everybody's a different type of learner. I'm a reading learner, meaning I keep the subtitles on even when I watch Netflix. So for me, books are great. Articles are great. Self-learning in that way. I don't do too well with floating heads talking or just a video, right? So first, knowing the skill that you want to have or the topic that you want to dig into, finding resources that are maybe traditional and non-traditional. I've even gotten certificates from different colleges. For example, I'm big into the diversity, equity, inclusion scene. I received my certificate from the University of Southern Florida in diversity, equity, inclusion. I know IRAM, NAA, they all offer different sort of further learning that might be outside of your organization. Of course, I'm going to plug in your local apartment association. I'm lucky to be in one that offers a multitude of different educational opportunities. And there's even other sort of standalone sites like Multifamily Insiders and whatnot that can, again, offer classes, webinars, on-demand training if you can't get it from the source of your organization. But my hope is that you can, in a way that you can find out if there's a library of webinars or articles or intranet, depending on your organization, that you can access at any time, or if that's something you can bring to your HR or learning and development department's attention. Hey, we need more training on this, or, you know, we need to deal with more conflict resolution during this time, right? So I think it's all about, again, starting from the beginning, knowing yourself, having that self-awareness, what you want to get good at, what you want to know more about, what you don't know that you want to know, and yeah. Then finding your traditional and your non-traditional outlets for that information, and knowing that even though, like, that certificate with the University of Southern Florida wasn't housing specific, the concepts and the competencies that I learned from that, I can bring back into the sphere of multifamily in respect to supplier diversification and how I create community with for my residents, on how I make sure I communicate properly across different racial identities. All those sort of different things all come from something that's not even multifamily focused, right? So it's right. Just knowing that there's a process to it, and there are more opportunities than inside the organizations.
We've got one minute left in this segment, but I know that some of the local apartment associations, as well as maybe regionals and so forth, do offer some scholarships for folks that want to get designations, certain designations. And I would, suggest that people check that out to see what's available. Do you have some of that up with your association in the Pittsburgh area?
Yeah, so we do different sponsors, like supplier partners sometimes sponsor individuals from different organizations. You have to be active, right, and know those supplier partners who do. And then I know at the national level, and I have some friends who are recipients, there's the Alex Jack Youth Scholarship, in which no matter where you are, as long as you're a part of the National Apartment Association, you have eligibility to apply for, to your point, scholarship for those credentials. So yeah, whether it's local or national, there's definitely opportunities for learning. It's just you got to be engaged, and you got to know what you're looking for.
All right. Well, we are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit? Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Elevate your apartment game with Multi-Housing News and their exclusive newsletters. MHN is the leading integrated resource for people and companies that own, invest in, develop, manage, and or market multifamily real estate. Join the thousands of real estate professionals who trust MHN in their daily, weekly, and bi-monthly newsletters to keep them informed and inspired with property management trends, news, podcasts, and more. Find out more information at multihousingnews.com/subscriptions.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we're back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of next level living, multifamily innovation, and people power. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a national speaker and facilitator, the awesome Monica Frazier, a general manager with Midwood Investment and Development. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry, and CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Monica, we talked in that last segment about being a forever learner. In this segment, let's talk about the power of collaboration. What does that mean in this context?
Well, when we think about innovation, it's more than just the softwares and the physical things that we see. It's also about the power of collaboration, how we can work together. So I often think about the early parts of my career where I kind of kept to myself. I didn't show up to events. I didn't get involved. And how that's such a juxtaposition to the career lifestyle that I live now, which is, you know, really networking and meeting new people and bringing new people into the industry so that instead of individual people power, starting to build collective people power and really build up a supportive multifamily community that is all about solving problems, right? Rising to the challenge, you know, figuring out the next big thing, but knowing that there's more than just themselves and being able to do it together. So I think when we think about innovation, it's past just the software physical component. It is the people and the ability for us to network to be better as a community.
Yeah, and I mean, collaboration is so important because nobody should have to try and do everything on their own without some kind of feedback from somebody. And sometimes that feedback is better served coming from people outside of your organization, maybe within another multifamily company, because you get the ideas of how they do things. Have you found that to be true?
Absolutely. Both property managers and suppliers, and we go out to lunch, I would say once every 2 months. And, you know, most people think, oh, they're just going to talk shop and ha ha ha. But really what we talk about is like, hey, how's the eviction process? property, or are you experiencing a downtick in traffic or leasing velocity, or hey, who's got the best plumber right now that's actually showing up for the job, right? To your point, that can be hard to do in the organization if you've got properties that are maybe in close proximity to each other, or the opposite, so far away that even if you knew a plumber, that plumber can't help me, right? So having the ability to have these conversations with people who necessarily aren't direct competitors or within different organizations just allows for a free flow of knowledge that makes us better, right? We want to provide the best service to our residents. So if I could have that plumber's information, it's going to fix that boiler for me in a timely manner. You know, that doesn't take away from another property providing exceptional service, then we're all winning. And I think that's kind of the goal that at least our lunch group focuses on, is like, how can we all find ourselves winning? And when we aren't, you know, let's have a dialogue on, is it something happening to just my neighborhood, my community, myself, or is this something bigger where, you know, we can provide that information to our clients or our operators? So definitely a value in being able to have those conversations.
Yeah, it's interesting because I'm kind of an idealist, and when it comes to things, and I know that in the dog-eat-dog world of multifamily, that people are competitive and competing with each other, trying to get the leg up on their competition. But what we saw during the pandemic was several areas around the country where people, companies, all got together on calls every week to talk about, this is how we're handling these things, this is what's going on. It was a sharing of information unlike anything I've ever seen before in multifamily. And I was so hopeful that it would continue after the pandemic ended, but unfortunately, everybody went back to being competitive. But we got about 6 minutes left. Tell me a little bit about what your experience was.
Sure. So I would kind of echo that. There was a sense of, you know, needing to communicate in a time where a lot of those channels were, you know, taken from us, whether that was literally physically seeing a person or now we're completely virtual. So I would echo that. I think there was a sort of burst of, we're all together in this. I will say I didn't completely revert back in the last year. So,
yeah.
But there's still those whispers, right? You send that market survey and it's still that one property who won't ever respond, which, okay, that's fine. But there's still now a new sense of, especially as we get new generations in the industry, we're better together. And that echoes in a lot of spaces, again, now becoming more virtual, right? Because the ability to meet in person, whether it's time constraints or policy, is still changed. But I think about it even within the affinity group that I'm a part of. So I'm involved with Melanin and Multifamily, and aside of creating spaces that are safe for Black professionals to discuss some of these things, we also have a chat or a discussion board, if you will, specifically about industry-related things. So to your point, maybe that local competitor won't respond about what's happening in their area, but someone who's in a different state can mention, hey, we're starting to see this happen here. Maybe that's happening for you. So it's like having these soundboards, right? And I always see this because I'm a Facebooker and I'm a part of the Facebook groups for multifamily or property management. And you see like those questions like, hey, does anybody have a move out form? And you're like, oh my God, that's basic. But so we're so fortunate to have a community in which people help. Within minutes, I see on that same post, people like, of course, you know your policy for your company. Hey, it should include these sort of things. Or, hey, we use this software that gives us this platform, so you can just print it from here, right? Everyone's trying to be helpful because we know how stressful the job is. We know that one freeze out, I'm just echoing what happened to me this week, or one power surge could affect your boilers, and now it's 20 degrees outside and you don't have hot water or heat. And so the last thing you need is someone to send you on a goose for something that you need maybe quickly, where you don't have to reinvent the wheel. How nice now is it that there are communities in which you can lean upon to ask those questions? And even if you don't get the exact answer that you want or that perfect move-out form, you at least have a starting point, right? You don't have to reinvent the wheel. And I think about how we keep people engaged in this industry. It's like, it shouldn't be hard to navigate multifamily. It should be inclusive. It should be welcoming. It should still have people be required to critically think. I'm not going to eliminate that part of what we do. But I think that having that sort of cyclical ability to communicate, to find other people who are experiencing that, makes us more engaged in the industry and love what we do and know that we're not the only ones out there, right? I remember working for third-party manager, and we were away from our corporate office, which was in Michigan, right? And we were in Pennsylvania at the time. And I just remember being like, they don't know what's going on out here, right? Like, who am I supposed to ask? We're so far away from corporate. And then I leaned into my local association. I'm like, oh my God, this person is dealing with the same thing I'm dealing with, and they're a block away. What can we benefit from knowing each other, saying, hey, are you experiencing that? What are you doing different? Or, hey, we're charging this fee now. Are you seeing this issue at your property? It just makes it easier for everybody. And not that I'm shading on the people who won't answer my market survey. I understand rates and dates only. But what I do want to emphasize is that when things get tough or there's trends that you can't always explain to your owners and operators, how much a beneficial network, a reciprocal network at best, right, can benefit you to doing the best at what you do. So, yeah, I think that the power of collaboration really focuses on people knowing that when you have others out there going through what you're going through, that's the net worth, right? That's the value. And we're better having each other than we are working apart.
Well, we've got about 2 minutes left in this segment. I want to transition and ask you, tell us what you're working on now, what you're looking to do, and then also if someone wants to reach out to you, what's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. So I'll start with contacts. Please reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm Monica Fraser, NAAEI faculty. You can also reach me by email, fraser.monica@gmail.com. Easy enough. But as far as what I'm working on, got a lot of cool things in the pipeline. I know I mentioned before that I'm a part of Melanin and Multifamily. We have a big event happening in Las Vegas next year, June 10th. Put it on your calendar. Sponsorships have just been released. Please reach out to me for more information for our second annual Allies Mixer. I'm also working with a group of contributors at the National Park Association level on the Affinity Group Toolkit. We were given a grant. Midwood was at the top of the year. From the NAA called the IDEI grant. And so we're building a toolkit for other affinity groups and potentially employee resource groups that can be used to, again, create those inclusive communities. And last but not least, like Paul mentioned, I am a national facilitator. So definitely looking to see how I can assist you in your facilitations, credentials, and whatnot in that upcoming year. So please let me know. I am NAAEI faculty, so I can do credentials. I can do learning. I can do DE&I. I can do about anything. So, of course, reach out to me.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Monica, for being on. It's very informative information. Loved hearing from you. I look forward to seeing you in Pittsburgh next time there. I'm there, hopefully before apartmentalized, but I'll definitely see you apartmentalized. And we're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.